Okay, so we're holding on to Talmud Aleph in the Rashis. I think Lememra, second Rashi.
The second Rashi is Neman.
Neman, yeah. Neman lachila b'tshuma ben Neman lahasiya w'isha miyuchesis. Mild hibi yuchsin, because that when they require that to let her marry into the people which have a full status of kashrus. So we're worried over here maybe that this person, we don't know what the person is. This person is a kosher. Is he not a kosher? Maybe he's a mamzer. Maybe he's something of that sort. So we don't know what he is. So that's a Rashi. Tosis disagrees. But, okay, the memra. So at the time of the Yehuda Mishum Garmelin, the more says, but the way we're understanding over here is the Yehuda is worried about the issue of Garmelin. And the Chamor not. So we have a steer to this because we have a Mishnah. Says Hachamorim Serchei Tavua. So the donkey drivers are bringing in the grain to sell. Malicha Mimakum Hazol Lekrachim. And so they take it from the places where wheat is available for cheap into the large cities where it's not so available, and they can sell for profit. So he comes and says Shali Chadav Shachaber Yoshem Shali Enam Masukin Bashachaber Masukin. He's he's denigrating his own and praising the other person's. Shali enam usur, shachaver is musur, shali chodesh reno yaveh shadayin, called tzarchis, hasn't fully dried out yet. Mine's new, it hasn't dried out yet. But shachaver, the other guy over there, is yoshen, it's old, v'yaveh called tzarchis, it's dried out totally. This time Yoshin Taib in a Chodesh, Beis Agurin, Kamina Beis El Neshech, Haychadosh is Mi'arba, Vishalosh Bisholosh. So the Mor says that the new ones were selling four for a seller, and the old ones are selling only three for a seller because they're more expensive, because they're better. See, in conjunction with saying Moser and Moser, he was also saying, physical properties of the other ones are better. So we should argue if he's willing to denigrate his own, he's obviously saying the truth. So he's also saying the truth in regards to the other one person being Moser. He's not trusted in regards to the Meiser. Even though he's willing to admit that his are not Masukin. And he's giving other arguments why the other ones is better also. So he's admitting his is not. So he recognizes what Meiser is as mine is not the other person's is. And there's other indications he's saying mine is not as good as the other ones, etc. He's saying the truth. No. We cannot accept that this is a clarifying the other person's towards it be has been processed properly in regards to chumas and maises. Shenan ella marimim. It's the whole thing is a trick. I'm gonna say it like this over here, and you'll say it like that in another place, and then they made the arrangement. So it's a type of a garment. So they're not neman. Rabbi Yehuda says they are neman. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda's not worried about garment over here in the chachamim are. Which is the opposite. So Rabbi Abba said, "Mechlevas Hashita." Abai said, "Demahi Kilu." That's why Yehuda says you believe them. Whereas Rabbi said, "You didn't answer the Rabbanan." So the Mor says that, well, we'll answer the Rabbanan like this: that Rabbi Huda holds in our Mishnah that we're worried about Gamlin. Over there, he's makel by Demai. The problem is over there, the Chumim, in our Mishnah, the Chumim are not worried about Gamlin, and over there, the Chumim are worried about Gamlin. So why is that? So Rabbi said, we're answering it like Rabbi Chumim Bar Ukva said, B'kshakliyim nasa b'yodah. So if his stuff is really, really chadash, it doesn't really sell. So you're more along the lines, you're coming into town to put it away to be stored, or you're coming to bring it to be stored in a place where it could dry out properly and be kept dry and safe till it's ready to be sold. So if so, why is klumah sabiyada chamar hamevi tzuah limker? When the donkey driver would bring tzuah to sell, hoyanosu biyada. Kli hacker shal mechira. He bring along items which were indicating the fact that he's selling. A mechak shemechim by hamida. There was you would have like a smooth straight edge which you would use to smooth off the top of the measure the container. You measure the container. You'd have then you smooth it across the top. Make sure you're not giving any extra. V'mevia lahatznia. But a person is bringing it to store. I don't know. Say biyada kli umnes mecher. He doesn't bring these items for sale to use for sale purposes. Vachak gagin kli umnasa biyada shalzeh hamazalzel shaloi. He's mazalzel his, which means he's saying I'm not really ready to sell. It's not moser. It's not. It's chada. If you can't sell, it's not moser. You're not allowed to sell it. So what do you do? Oh yeah, I'm bringing it to the store. Okay, so why are you carrying all these kelim which are used for selling purposes? The Masvi Danan Sahari Shalomarcha Havia. He brought it in with intent and the purpose to sell it. So, but he's saying he can't sell it. It's not Masukin and it's not and it's Chadash. Must be the this whole thing is an arrangement to try and fool people. It must be that it's a case of Gremlin, and the other person will testify for him and cover him in the next city. Okay.
Why would they take my sir? Meaning, if we're gozer and Zmai, then, you know, regardless if others, you know, someone who cares about my sir is buying, then they have to take my sir anyway, right? The second time. And if it's an Amharetz and they don't really care, I mean,
the more the Rabbi Amiratz, the mind means Rabbi Amiratz are master. They are master. And the law, you're not supposed to sell it till it's Mu'asr.
Oh, there's an Isser.
I'm supposed to sell it to, but the Amoratsim believe that they're ma'aser properly and that you know the people trust them. But the problem is that they are not necessarily know what they're doing and etc. So Chazal didn't accept that in the Amonis, but in their minds they think they got it right. Okay. Now, so that was Rav Chaman. What was Ukva? Rav Chaman bar Ukva. They said, but the same way he said over there, kliyum nasa biyadoi, the same idea over here. Now, where did he say that? Vehecha itmar der zot gemara, the top line. Vehecha itmar der bechamer bar ukva. Where did bechamer ukva say this idea that the kliyum nasa biyadoi is indicative of some type of a subterfuge? Aharatnan. Or it's indicating that there's some, you know, it's used as indication. It's not. No, hold it not. A kador is a person who makes pots. These are pottery pots. Okay. Sheniach tzeroisov. He. So the concern over here was that the same way where there's not an emunus by an amoris when it comes to. To Meiser, there's also not an emunus to an Amoritz in regards to Taharis. So he needs to be Sharmer his Kederis. So if the Kader is a Chover, so he's able to sell his Kalim. Specifically, when you, by Klicheris, if it's a metal Kalis, you'll travel it. We're not cautious for Or you could if you're choshish for tumas mace, so you'll use efer por and be mitarit. But kli cheres, that's it. You can't. They have no tahar b'mikvah. So he has to be sharm of them. Shiniyah kadei roisa v'yarad lishtos. He walked away from his wares, his pot that he made, and he went to get a drink, and he comes back. So the Mishnah says, "Hapnimiyos taharis v'chitzenus tameyos." The outer ones, which are near the out near the where people are walking, so somebody might have reached into them that they're mekabel tumim from inside. From Me'aviroi and Mimatamid, but the inner ones are closer to him, closer to hers. Vatanya, the more Sakasha, though, however, we have a Brisa which says that Elu ve'elu Tameyos, that even the inner ones are Tameyos. Some of Chomer Ba'ukva, B'shakliyam Lasa B'yadoi. If he's bringing along his kelim, now I don't know exactly what the kli umnasu biyadoi for selling the pots are, but everybody sees that he has the kelim that he uses to weigh or to measure for selling. So everybody, they check out the pots. So. It basically has a for sale sign over here. It's the equivalent of a for sale sign. So by having the for sale sign, having the kliyum, this which he needs for selling, so people are coming and testing them out. So they're going to be touching all of them, even the inner ones. Okay, so his case wasn't over there a case of a subterfuge. The point is, it creates a hecker. What the function is, and then we deduce things from that. Now, but Tanya, we learned in another brisa, Elo Elo Taharis. So he doesn't have them, so people assume that he's not there to sell them. So they're not going to be the right, they're not going to pick them up to look at them. Which is okay. So what's that case? If he has kliyum nasa biyadoi, everything is tamei, because people are going to come and, you know, look at the different pots, see which one they like, etc. If he doesn't have kliyum nasa biyadoi, they're not going to look at any of that. So why are we worried about the outer row being tamei? So my answer is the smicha l'mishusarab. The case was that he left it placed. The case which the Bryce Tomer case is where it's in a more private area, so people will not be going, just naturally be going there unless they see an indication that he wants to sell, so they're going to come and look at his wares. And if not, they're not going to touch anything. But if it's near the Shusarabim, the issue over here isn't because people are going to intentionally try and test, check them out, but Mishum Chifufi, the people are going to rub against it. The people are rubbing, will rub against them, and you know, so the clothing, Rashi points out, the clothing of an Am Oritz is tame, and if the clothing, as it, you know, as they're moving along, the guy is the tail of his coat will go over the top of the kli and dip in a little bit, so his when it's on the Avra, the Klicheris. Avra Klicheris is Matame. So the Kelly's Tome. Biboy Seyman, the Mora says, you know what? Look at that's. It goes back to the original question. Let's see Rashi on this, and then we'll go back and look at the next Rashi. The next piece of Gemara. Zog Rashi. Hakadu Shu Chover. The case of Chover, he was a Chover, so he would be trusted on his pots. And he stepped away for a moment. So, Pnimios Taharis, Kulim Mitaretz, Mitaretzav also the Kameh. The Mor is going to explain the whole Brysa. The Brysa says everything is Tameh, but Shakliam Nasa Biyadah, the Hecker Shum Noisun the Mechor, which would indicate he's there to sell them. So, yeah, Mimeshesh's Behem, leave Doik Malikach. They want to check them out and then decide which one they want to buy. So the in the place where the Shizuram, which is made for walking and for animal traveling with wagons, etc., the problem was if you would have the whole area, and immediately adjacent that was the houses, the buildings, the animals that would rub against the buildings that could damage the buildings. So they would put what was known as chifufi, which were some type of barrier. It didn't block people from walking, but it prevented the wagons and the animals from moving over to the side. So they put large stones or spikes on the side of Shizurabim. It's also known, the more first of the, later on, the third parak, it's called Sidur Shizurabim. The sides of the Shizurabim.
Like a passageway somehow.
Saying if this was the width of your Shizurabim, here was a building, so you'd put some type of a barrier here, people could walk there, but the animals couldn't get that close, or the wagons wouldn't get that close, they wouldn't rub against the building.
The yeshiva stones.
Yeshiva, right. It was a sidewalk, basically, yeah. Okay. Now, when the person put his wares out, he put it out, right, you know, on that area. So that would these chafufim would sort of the main flow of traffic with the mice would be in the middle. These barriers were this blockage was right up against where people are going, so there would be oppressive people rubbing against them, and he put his pots right there next to the chafufi. He's also pushing back into the space of the road. So different people which walk by are going to rub against the pots. The clothing will go over the tops of the pots. So the Amorites' clothing is tameh, and therefore the outer pots, which are right next to the Shesarabim, will become tameh through this. Okay. Now the Morris says that, going back to the question which we asked the steer in Rabbi Yehuda and the two Rabbi Yehudas, we have another way to answer the question. So again, in our Mishnah, we're worried about Garmelin, and by the case of the pot, the grain, we're not worried about Garmelin according to Rabbi Yehuda. So more so we can answer really Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that we're not worried about Garmelin. Rabbi Yehuda over here was not worried about Garmelin. He was worried about something else totally. So it's one line of the Gemara. So see that Rashi. B'malin mitchumah liyuchsin. Yehuda saver haroya shemachilin chuma laadam becheskes koyin. Yehuda, also, if you have witnessed a person eating chuma in the way which indicates that he's a koyin, not he's doing surreptitiously, but he's doing it comfortably, etc., so indicates he's a kohen, and it's clear that he knows it's truma, etc. So you have a right based on that. You have a right to testify that he's a kohen. If he's a kohen, means he's a kosher kohen, means you've basically cleared him for all yuchsin issues. He has the full status of yichus now. He's allowed to marry. There's no questions of muzeris chalolus, etc. He's allowed to marry whoever he's allowed to marry. The whole thing. So we said over here that the manus of is regards to truma. But not L'Asiyah Isha. Rabbi Yehuda's problem is, he says that doesn't exist. No such thing as a nemanus for Truma and not for an Isha. And since you agree with him, you cannot in regards to Mary, allowing him to marry, we cannot allow him to eat Truma either. Because if we allow them to eat truma, somebody else is going to see that and testify in a different bezdin that he's a kosher kohen with all the status of kahuna, and that you're going to allow him to marry an isha. So Yehuda's problem here wasn't a problem of garmelin. It's a problem that you're the split that you're suggesting, that the nemonis el erechon should work for truma and not for yuchsin, doesn't exist. Therefore, the Yehuda's problem isn't because of garmelin, like he says in the other mishnah, that Yehuda's not worried about garmelin. So regards to your steer and Rabbi Huda, whether you're worried about garmelin or not, the answer is that Rabbi Huda's problem over here is not because of garmelin. So that answers that question. So they disagree with Rabbi Huda. Excuse me. And therefore, we can let the person say Ploni is a kayin, allow him the truma based on that. And we're not worried about the result is going to be that he's going to get a status of kashas for Yuchsin. And Tosfos points out, you're still going to have a steer in the Rabbanon. Because the Rabbanon over here are not worried about Garmelin. In the case of the Mishnah over there of Chamorim, we are worried about Garmelin. And the answer is going to be like we have to be like we said, that part of the answer is going to remain standing. But the steer of Yehuda is not a steer of Baklal. The Yehuda's issue over here is not an issue of government. Okay. Something more. Iboy Lahu. Okay. Mao Lahalus Mishtaris the Yuchsin. Can we take a document which is a shtar, which is written, and it says that he's a kohen, and use that to now give him a status of a kohen for Yichus purposes? So we now have established his Yichus as kosher, and he's allowed to marry. Person walks in and says, "We don't know who he is. He can't marry. Maybe he's a mamzer. Maybe he's a nosin. Maybe he's a psul." No, we've established that he's a kosher kohen. So obviously he's fully kosher. How do you know? Because it says in the shtar. So where says hechidami? So, what exactly is the language of the star that saying that you're asking about? Ilema the ksive, ani ploini koyin chasamti aid. If the adam signs, he says his name is Aaron ben Amram koyin. So aid, he signs off. I am an aid. So nobody's being made about him. He's being made about the shtar, but nobody's being made about him, who he is. So that there's the shtar is not in any way testifying about him. So we have the kayan. Saying in the body of the document that so and so the kohen borrowed money from so and so, and there's Edom signed on the bottom. So now the Edom have testified that he's a kohen. So what's the question? Sumai amana shemeshtar komasadi adilma akula milsa komasadi. When the Edom signed on the bottom, can we say that they're testifying on the loan? All the details that they don't know that he's really Aaron ben Amram and that he's a kohen. He says his name is Aaron ben. We'll accept that. We're testifying that there was a loan between so and so and so and so. He claims he's so and so. He claims so. I have no idea who they are, but that's what they say. And there's a loan. Okay, that's the best we can do. Or no, they're testifying at everything that says in the shtar. So this issue is the machlokes in Rav Huna and Rav Chista. So that was the more shaila. So Rav Huna says, "Sachar Ramalin, Machal Ramein Malin." The shaila was asked in Beis Medrash, and one of the two, Rav Huna and Rav Chista, one said that we can use the shtar, one said we can't use the shtar. Okay. Fine. Ibor lehu. Hadu shaylo. Ma'al halos mean the siyas kapayim leyuchsim. We see the person duchening, doing the siyas kapayim. That establishes status of kahuna that regards the dinim of questions of yichus, he's been established as a kosher kohen. The Mora says like this: now tibor leman domer malim mitshuma leyuchsin. Tibor leman domer ein malim. Whatever opinion you hold in the argument regards to truma, that truma allows you to step from truma to yichus or not, we can have the question regards to the siyas kapayim, regards to duchen. Now the Mora is going to elaborate. Tibor leman domer malim. If you hold it, you can be mala from truma to yuchsin. You can use the fact that each truma is an indicator that he has a full kosher yichus, and he's allowed to marry nisha based on that. So you're mala from truma to yuchsin. If that's true by truma, what about by the siyas kapayim? Why hani mili truma? Daven misa he that the iser of a non kohen eating truma is a chiyah misa b'dei shemayim. So if we're allowing to be truma, it means we have to feel very, very confident that he's a kosher kohen. If he has a psul anyway, he can't eat truma. So if we're allowing to eat truma, we can go from there to yuchsin. However, when the kapayim, the isra say, there's a mitzvah say for a kohen to do the nesiyas kapayim. There's an Isra say for a non-Koyan to do Nesiyas Kapayim, but it's only an Isra say. Comparatively to an Ichiyah Misa Deshamayim, it's a much more lenient Isra. So the fact that you see somebody duchening may be low. That's not enough of an indicator that he's a Koyan, that you can then allow him to prove his status of kashrus in regards to marriage. No. It's, as long as we see he's doing something which potentially, if he's not a non-Kayan, is also, and he's doing that, which means we assume he's a Kayan, so then we've established he's a Kayan, he can marry based on that as well. That's one way to say the arguments. Okay. Tibor lemadam in malam. However, there's an opinion which says that Truma to Yuchsin doesn't work, and we're still contemplating, even if Truma does not work, even though truma is more, the punishment is greater than over here, even so, the siyas kapayim might yes work. So how does that work? So what about number ein malin? So Moran says, "Hani mila truma de misach lebitzino." The siyas kapayim the befrahesi ilav koyin who kule haylo maksav inish nafshe. Okay, so we could argue like this: the person is presenting himself as a koyin. So maybe he's not a kohen. So what do we mean then? It means we are willing to count it the possibility that he's a non-kohen and he's doing an aveira, right? And therefore, you cannot use the fact that he's eating truma as a true indicator that he's allowed to get married based on that, because we don't know. But that tomorrow. Maybe the person, even a person is doing something improper, it's what we're contemplating. There's a limit to where a person's willing to do it. A person's willing to do it, and he takes truma, he eats it, people don't necessarily seeing him eating the truma, etc. But to go in front of the whole community and do the siyas kapayim, if he wasn't a kohen, he wouldn't do this. Right, because the chance of somebody realizing it, etc., and then then there's public embarrassment, etc., doesn't make sense. It must be a kohen, and therefore we could argue that nesiyas kapayim to yuchsin should work. Oh no, demolish not. So that's the shaila. Some more says this is a machlokes Rav Chista, Rabbi Yavino, Chal Amr Malin. Okay. So at a different time period, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok asked Rav this question. Rabbi Avino. So he asked him this question: can you be malach from the Sias Kapayim to Yuchsin? He said that to Machlokes and Rav Chista and Rabina. Rav Chista was a second generation Amora. Rav was a fourth generation Amora. Nachum Ritzel was a fifth generation Amora. So he's asking about this conversation. What's the law? He says, yeah, two generations back there was a discussion about this, and they had a Machlokes. He says, okay, fine. He says, Hilchos Samai. How do we paskin? The rabbi said back that what I can tell you is that, excuse me, they have a brisa. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Gedor L'Chazaka that the power of Chazaka of that if a person's been established and assumes to have a certain status, Bezin cannot take that away from them. So, Shenemer, how do we know this? This is what Rabbi Yossi is saying in the Brisa. It says a pasuk in Ezra. So when they came back, like we had over there in Kedushin, in the fourth parak, so Ezra, when he brought back the people to back to Eretz Yisrael, so he tried to bring them back as with a very clear categorization of what they are. So the people living, when they reestablished the community in Eretz Yisrael, it's very clear who's kosher and who's not, who's a mamzer, who's not a mamzer, etc. So we should have everything very clear. So everybody had to bring documentation. Okay. So the puzzle is like this. From amongst the Kahanim, Bnei Chavya, Bnei HaKoitz, this family, Bnei Barzillai, Asher Lokach, Mibdois Barzillai HaGilodi Isha, Avikral Shmam, they married into the family of Barzillai HaGilodi, who was a well-known family, and therefore they became known as members of that family. So they were known as Bnei Barzillai. So these families, Bnei Chavya, Bnei Kersim, Bnei Barzillai, so Elu, Bikshu, Kiswam Hamis Yachasim, Wolonim So. They looked for a ksav of Yichus to prove that they're kashas of Kahuna. And they could not find documentation. So they were relieved from Lashon of Geula, meaning being redeemed. But over here it doesn't mean redeemed in a negative sense. They were relieved from the status of being Kahanim. They were not accepted to allow to do Avoda in the Mikdash. Okay. Vemer HaTirshasa Lehem. So HaTirshasa was a name that the Aramaic name was given to Nehemiah. Asher lo yuchlu yoichlu mikodesh hakodeshim, they can no longer not only cannot do avoda, but they can't eat from the karbonus. Aramoid kohen l'urim b'tumim ulutumim. Until we get back the urim b'tumim, which would be able to be used, which means till Mashiach comes. So then he's going to clarify the status of Yichus. We don't have that information right now. Now, he said they can't eat Kodesh Kadoshim. So why Kodesh Kadoshim? They can't eat anything. They can't eat the Kodesh either. They can't eat Truma. Amar lehem, Haratem b'cheskasem b'mer ha'yisem oichlem b'garlo b'kodshei ha'gvul. The items which were given outside of the Mikdash, Truma was still noyig. There is Truma in Eretz Yisrael. There was Truma in the lands around Eretz Yisrael. The Kahanim were still receiving Kodshei Gvul, the items which were given out around the in the perimeter of Eretz Yisrael. I'm not taking that away from you. You have a cheskas that you're a kohen. You have a cheskas that you're eating those things. I'm not taking away from you. But you want to now to upgrade to be allowed to eat from the kachek kadoshim, from the karbonis, that you can't do. Kachim kalim are eaten by non-kahanim. But the achatas or anoshim, which are kachek kadoshim, are only eaten by kahanim. I can't establish it was a kain. So it means, even though we're saying we're not going to step them up, but their chazaka is maintained. So afkan bekachei gvul. So Rabbi Yossi says that we see from that pasuk over there, this story, the gedola chazaka, that you can use the chazaka to allow them people to eat, continue eating kachei gvul. Now, v'isachodaita zok rava. Right, it's Rava, right? Zak Rava. So that's the Bryce. So let's firosh the thought. V'isach odaituch. Malam minisiyas kapayim liyuchsin. If we do accept this regards to yuchsin, means that then the person will have been established without a shayla, he's a kosher kayin. So hanikim in the parsi yodayu. So, osil asukino. So, if we're going to allow being mala from Sias Kapayim to Yuchsin, so the split doesn't work. So we're going to say whatever you've been musing until now to do, you continue to do, but you can't go more. But if tonight you were doing priests, you die spreading the hands and Sias Kapayim. Right, and if that allows you to go up and upgrade, so that's what's going to happen. So the Chaim is going to say that, listen, this is your chazaka, you can do A and not B. They're going to do A, and then try someone down the road, they're going to try and do B, and then they'll be able to do B because that's the rule. You can be ma'aleh from A to B. So that's what's going to happen. So how can you make this split and then say, but you can move from A to B when saying we're saying only A and not B? So my answer is no. Shani Hocha, the Ria Chaskayu. In general, you could be Malach from Truma to from the Sias Kapayim to Yuchsin. It's not because we have a specific issue saying no, just because we don't know. So, but over here, there's people are going to see that there's something wrong with their Chazaka, right? So all the kind of go up to the Beis Hamikdash and eat, and these fellows stay with the Israelim. So we're not worried about the potential with the Israelim, that they don't eat. Right? So they function like a Zohar. So the Chazakah, the established Chazakah, that you were seeing them functioning as a Kayan is not really true, because we're seeing them functioning as a non-Kayan also. So that's why we're not worried. Adilu Temahachi. So this is Rav Nachman Yitzchak talking back to Rava. Laman the Omer Malim Mitzuma LeYuchsin. You should have the same question. Kivin the Achli Mitzuma also the Sukino. If they're eating Shuma, they can allow them to marry like a Kayan. They're going to do a vada like a Kayan. So what do you accomplish? Allah Mishum the Riyah Cheskayo, because the answer is because that Chazaka that we're going to see them functioning like a Kayan is not really fully effective, because they're also going to function like a non Kayan. Okay. Kilmore says, so then exactly what has Rabbi Yossi proven from this Gedolah Chazaka? Well, my Gedolah Chazaka. What are we worried about? There was, so basically, we're saying, whatever you've been doing until now, you continue. Like, why should I think not? If you tell me that even though that creates a potential concern, that we say, if I allow you to continue truma, we might end up doing a wedding, which you may not do. No, I'm not going to take it away from you. So I hear the chiddush, Rabbi Yossi. If you tell me, no, I'm not worried about that, because it'll function immediately, that people will see clearly they're doing A and not B. So then what's the chiddush of gedol chazak? Samura says that my elamai gedol chazak mikar achal b'truma d'rabbanan hasha achal b'truma d'raisa. We're going to allow them in that which they had truma chutz la'aretz, the lands around Eretz Yisrael that they made it the kana that people should keep the halachas of trumas and meisers because it's close up there so that people could confuse it. That's the d'rabbanan. She's eating Chuma in the Garla, Chuma the Rabbanan. We're going to allow you to continue to eat Chuma in Eretz Yisrael, which is Chuma the Rice. That's the Kiddush. The boy Samus deserves more time than we have right now. Okay, so let's hold it here.